Welcome to Meet the Candidate, and my guest for this session is Lance Gorrell, who is running for state representative in the 4th Legislative District. Welcome, Lance.
Hello, thank you.
It was nice to see you again, and similar interview that we did last year, but tell me about where you grew up and where you went to school.
I grew up in the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. My dad worked for the VA. He was an immigrant kid who went to college, went to graduate school, which is where I was born, and so I traveled around the country a good bit where he worked for the VA, ended up in the Washington, D.C. area. I went to college right out of high school at the University of Maryland, and then left college for a couple years, and I say a couple of years, 20 years is what the couple of years turned into, where I did a number of blue-collar jobs. I worked in the Gulf of Mexico, welding in the oil fields, worked in an orchard, worked as a mechanic. Then I went back to school in my mid-40s and got my accounting degree, and I'm a CPA, and that's really what brings me to this position now.
Oh, okay. So that is your additional training after school. That's interesting that you collected skills in welding and as a mechanic along the way in there.
And it's really helped me in my accounting career that I can put myself in the position of most any working person. When I have them as an accounting client, I can understand what people are doing for a living. And, of course, that helps me a good bit now that I'm running for office. I talk to voters, and I understand what they're doing.
Okay. So that earliest job experience, though, going back before you got out of school, is there some early experience that really shaped how you feel about the connection between work and money?
You know, as I think, one of my earliest jobs when I was going to the University of Maryland was an ice cream man. I mean, I had a truck.
Still hum the song that was on the truck?
Fortunately not. But I was a dream-made ice cream man. And I had a route in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I learned the value of money, counting that change at the end of the day, watching the wheel go around, and I got some idea of the value of the money, of the pennies and nickels that the kids were coming up with. But it was a good job. I like jobs where people are happy to see you. Not every job is like that.
Accounting is not always like that.
It's not always like that. But I've really tried to make career of helping people find out what works best for them. I've worked with a lot of small businesses and nonprofits. I'm big on trying to encourage people, empower them to take on the accounting in their business as much as they can, and to seek help when they need it.
Okay. Is there some, besides just having lived in a number of places, is there a particular travel or volunteer experience that you're bringing with you as you come to this job?
I have been in every state in this country, and I've lived in a dozen or more of them. I came back to the Spokane Valley area because my wife's family's from here, and Eastern Washington has the best climate anywhere I've been. you know, we'll take a little bit of cold, rainy winters for, you know, it's the middle of July out there, and it's wonderful. So I've traveled extensively, lived several places. When my dad was in the VA, we lived in Eastern Washington. I remember as a kid getting to walk out in the prairies of Eastern Washington looking for arrowheads. And I think that instilled a little bit of love of getting out and, you know, looking for rocks in me today.
So is that a hobby that you still enjoy?
My wife and I love to go out. If we're at the beach, then we're going to look for shark's teeth, or if we can find a place where we can dig for crystals or other gems. It's really a very relaxing and fun hobby.
Okay. Well, let's close in a little bit more onto the office. One of the questions I have for you is how do you see the duties of the Office of State Representative?
I mean, the main duty is in the name. It's being able to be a representative for everybody in the district. And that's a challenge because there are a lot of different voices to hear. And to be able to look at all the situations in a way that's fair for everybody. I feel like my accounting background helps me with that. 2 + 2 = 4, and it doesn't have to get into a lot of partisan policy and politics sometimes to figure out what's really best. I feel like going to Olympia to represent everybody means bringing my values of being a family person, somebody who really believes that what's best for families and workers is what's going to be best for our community.
Okay. We're coming to the last wrap-up, and that's the answer, your opportunity to answer the question, why should people vote for Lance Gorrell for state representative for the 4th Legislative District?
I believe everybody deserves a chance at the American table. It doesn't matter whether you're fifth generation or newly arrived. We need everybody to make this country work. And so no matter what you look like, who you love, what you believe, I believe everybody deserves an opportunity to work hard and make a better life for themselves. And it's that belief in inclusivity and believing that everybody matters when it comes to figuring out the important things that matter for the state of Washington. I think I'm the best person to go to Olympia to work on the budget as an accountant, but also as a person who's aware that we need to preserve funding for the programs that are the safety net for our most vulnerable people. That's the starting place of the budget discussion to me, and that's why I want to go to Olympia.
Okay, well, I appreciate you joining us in the studio today, Lance, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy your campaign.
Thank you.
90 million Christians are eligible to vote.
40 million didn't.
That's 45% of eligible Christians not voting.
We can change that.
We Believe We Vote was designed to arm people of faith with information on candidates
and how they line up with biblical and constitutional principles.
It's simply WeBelieveWeVote.com.
We're on a mission to rev up the 2020 election.
Tell your friends, your neighbors, and especially your pastors to rev up.
Be an educated voter.
Arm yourself with truth based on the Word of God.
2020, rev up.
Register, educate, vote.
Rev up.
Rev up.
Rev up 2020.